CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Oscar Clamati is joining us in the studio. He began to study guitar at the age of 7 and later continued his studies at the Guitar Conservatory of Asuncion, Paraguay. He also studied harmony, composition, and taught guitar at the Music Conservatory of the Catholic University of Asuncion. Oscar has played with several chamber orchestras and in various Latin American folk groups over the years. He's performed in guitar concerts, festivals in many countries, including his native Paraguay, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Chile, Italy, Israel, Portugal, Spain, and Canada, where he lives now. Oscar Clamati is also a professor of philosophy at Vancouver Island University here in Nanaimo. So welcome to People First Radio, Oscar. We'll begin by just having you talk a little bit about your relationship with your music.
Well, music is an incredibly important part of my life, and I cannot live without music, and it's just what brings to my mind and my life lots of joy, enjoyment, and meaning. So life without music would be completely sad, completely empty.
You seem to be sort of doubly blessed in that you get to teach philosophy as well as play music.
That's right.
What works for you the best with music and philosophy? What's the big fit there?
Well, the two are certainly a nice combination. I mean, philosophy indeed is an investigation about the ultimate questions regarding life and reality, and music is indeed an insight, a way to access an important aspect of reality, which is beauty, the kind of beauty that one makes with sounds. So it's a very interesting combination. The two indeed can give you deeper insight into reality and into the meaning of things. So,
Oscar, there's a number of questions that we'd like to ask you, but you have musical instruments with you, and I'm wondering if we can take a pause right now. Is there something you'd like to play just that perhaps is linked with that thought as you share it with us?
Well, sure. I brought with me two instruments, the guitar, Spanish guitar, and the charango, which is an instrument, small instrument from Bolivia originally. As you can see, it's
like a tiny guitar.
It's like a tiny guitar.
But lots of strings.
Yeah, with 10 strings or 5 double strings. And it's an instrument that was originally brought by the Spaniards, the Spanish people, to South America. But then the natives modified the sound box. And as you can see, it's got the shape of an armadillo. And originally, the charangos were made with a shell of the armadillo. Hmm. This is made of wood. But charango actually means loud, so I'm going to play a piece by Mauro Núñez from Bolivia that describes the mountains and the environment of the Andes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oscar, tell us more about how philosophy and fit together. You were speaking of beauty and the experience of beauty as the last piece of thought that I recalled.
Well, definitely beauty is an aspect of the human reality. I mean, we all long for beauty, we all long for goodness, and we all long for happiness. So the more we're in contact with beauty, with things that are beautiful, with things that bring to us this incredible aspect of reality that is related to this idea of beauty, we feel connected with it. We indeed are made for beauty. Our souls, our hearts are made for beauty. So, and for me, indeed, music is this universal way to access beauty, to access beautiful harmonies, beautiful sounds. And I don't only like to play compositions by other musicians, but I also like to compose my own pieces of music. And I look for beauty. I try to find harmonies, chords that express that connection that I feel is beautiful.
Perhaps you could share one of those with us, with your guitar.
Definitely, I can play a couple of tunes.
You have a larger guitar as well, then.
Yes.
That looks to me like a classical guitar, as I would expect.
Guitar. Yeah, it's a Spanish guitar from Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of guitar that I used to spend hours and hours playing when I was younger.
Yes. Well, you were studying at the age of 7, from what I read on your website.
Okay, so I'll play a little bit of a piece I wrote for my wife when we were still boyfriend girlfriends a long time ago.
Okay.
She was still here in Canada and I was still down there in Paraguay. It's called Sunrise.
First Radio includes a focus on issues related to mental illness, addiction, and homelessness. Oscar, that was beautiful and transporting, that piece of music. What does philosophy have to teach us about the ethics, responsibility, and the social justice approaches to life? And how does music fit in with all of that?
Well, justice is is a virtue, and indeed is one of the four cardinal virtues. It was first identified by Socrates and Plato as probably the most fundamental virtue for society to live in harmony. So, indeed, we all long for goodness and justice and fairness and equality. I think ethics as a philosophical discipline can help us to go deeper into our longings or desires for justice, for goodness, for fairness. And indeed, philosophy, in my case, in my personal experience, is what really helps me to treat people with fairness, with honesty. Indeed, philosophy is a way to help us to live in harmony. So when I teach ethics, indeed, what I do basically is just to help students to think, to reflect about those longings, those desires that we all possess. And we do so by reading the great classics, texts of Plato, Aristotle, and some other philosophers from the past and contemporary philosophers as well.
I can see that it would be wise for us to have you back for more than 10 or 15 minutes. Yes. This is not something we can delve into with the degree of passion that I'm sure many of our listeners feel about these topics. Oscar Clamati is a musician and a professor of philosophy. He's going to be performing on Sunday, January the 11th, 2009, with Rodrigo from Campbell River. This concert is one of a series sponsored by Chile Radio. It will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the Campus Theater, Building 310 at Vancouver Island Universities, the old Malaspina campus in Nanaimo. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door, and you can buy them at Fascinating Rhythms and Falconer Books.
And Oscar, I'm wondering if you have another piece you'd like to share with us as we just close this segment out.
Sure. Why don't I play a little bit of rhythms from South America so that you can have an idea of the variety and richness of the many rhythms this part of the world.
Okay.
And for all those people who will be taking sun-filled holidays. The lucky ones.
Yeah.
Mind you, we're getting sun.
Yes, in between the cloud. And Oscar, I'm so glad you made it, you know, considering the weather outside. I'm glad you made it in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. Oscar Clamott is a musician and a professor of philosophy. He's performing on Sunday, January the 11th, 2009, with Rodrigo from Campbell River. The concert is one of a series sponsored by CHLY Radio, and it will be held, as Jan said earlier, just repeating this, to encourage you to go out for this concert. It will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the Campus Theater, Building 310 at Vancouver Island University's Malaspina Campus in Nanaimo. You can buy tickets in advance at Fascinating Rhythms and Falconer Books for $10. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds Open Window Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.